I want you to turn to the 17th chapter of the book of Revelation and take a look at one of the most mysterious of all prophecies, and let's just see if you can understand the wording and the language of the Word of God, the Bible. I won't try to lead you to any conclusions that are false. I will just let the Bible say what it says, tell you what it's about to say, tell you what it just said, because this is what the Bible says. John, in vision, was seeing what one of the angels had showed him when he said in verse 1, "Come hither, and I will show unto thee the judgment of the great whore that sits upon many waters." Obviously, he saw a vision of a great whore that sits upon many waters, and students of eschatology and biblical prophecy know that the many waters mean many kingdoms or many nations, but we don't need to wonder about that because it says very clearly in verse 15, skip on ahead and notice, that the Bible interprets the Bible, and he said unto me, "The waters which you saw where the whore sits are peoples and multitudes and nations, plural, and tongues." Now notice how nations and tongues can be quite different. For example, in the nation of Belgium today, there are the Walloons, who speak a completely different language from the Flemish, who speak more of a Dutch kind of a tongue, and the Walloons basically speak a French dialect of the Belgian part of the country. The same thing is true of Yugoslavia, because the Slavic tongue, and there are the Croats and the Serbs there, where they're completely two different ethnic groups, even different languages, but in one political group, or one political entity or nation. That is true in many nations around the world. So when the Bible says multitudes and nations and tongues, sometimes a tongue can embrace many different nations, such as the Spanish language, dozens of nations involved. And so it shows here is a universal organization. Here is a worldwide, completely universal organization growing, spanning all of the globe, countries all around the world. Now notice in verse 2, with whom the kings of the earth. Now a king is a political figure. He's a military figure. He's a despot, an absolute ruler, an absolute monarch, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication. Now the Bible is very, very clear with its analogies of ancient Israel as a daughter, as a bride, and God as the husband who proposed. The old covenant was called a marriage agreement. And the nation of Israel is looked upon as a bride, a young lady, time and time again. To God, when Israel turned to the pagan idols and pagan governments around her, and began to make alliances with pagan governments in wanting their armies to help fight Israel's wars and fend off her enemies, instead of trusting God for that, God called it fornication. You can look in many of the biblical prophecies where he said it was just like a wife leaving a husband and going after her lovers. And when the Bible uses the term that kings of the earth are committing fornication with this great whore, it's talking about a political organism cooperating with a spiritual organization, and the two of them, church and state, cooperating together to accomplish some end. And the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication. An obvious reference to her doctrine. An obvious reference to what she preaches and teaches. To the religion. To the dark mysteries and the secrets of what anciently was called a Babylonish mystery religion. John said in verse 3, "So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet-colored beast, full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and 10 horns. Now, what are the heads and what are the horns? There again, all we've got to do is skip ahead a little bit, so let's do that, and let the Bible interpret the Bible. It says, beginning in verse 7, "The angel said, Wherefore didst thou marvel? I will tell you the mystery of the woman, and of the beast that carried her, which has the 7 heads and 10 horns. The beast that you saw was, and is not, and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit or the abyss, and go into perdition." And that is the point in time in which we live. Remarkably, the very point in time in which God intended to reveal the truth in this book of Revelation, to make it known to the world, is the point in time not when one was and 7 or 8 were yet to come, or 2 or 3 had fallen and there was still 5 or 6 yet to come, but the time in which the beast which you saw was and yet is not. It is underground. It is there as a potential. It has not yet emerged, it has not yet risen or come together, but it will ascend out of as if it were a bottomless pit or an abyss from which world leaders thought it would never recover, and it will become a union of nations of 10 kings ruled over by a great global spiritual organization, a union of church and state, very clearly pointed out in the 17th chapter of the book of Revelation. It says in verse 9, here is the mind which has wisdom. These seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sits. Now, what in the world does that mean? Where is the seat of the woman? Do you know of any nation in the entirety of the world where there would be a great supranational organization of a church which would deal with kings, presidents, prime ministers, rulers, governments, etc., all around the world, and where the headquarters of that church, of that organism or organization, would be in a city having seven hills? If you know of seven hills in some city, you might think, well, now, wait a minute, there's a possibility. You might think about that. You might wonder about tradition. You ever hear of any city that is called an eternal city or a city with seven hills? It makes you wonder what the Bible is saying to us here. It says in verse 4, the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. And upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots. Oh, well then, this mother organization has spawned daughter organizations that have come out of her, whose origins and roots are traceable back to her, which have great similarities, maybe perhaps even some of the same doctrines, maybe the repetition of certain creeds and of the acceptance of certain so-called truths, or maybe worship on the same day that has been set apart and sanctioned and actually made holy completely contradictorily to the Bible. You ought to read the 47th chapter of the book of Isaiah, where there's a great fallen woman who says, I will never be a widow. I am, and there is none beside me. And I sit as a lady of the kingdoms. And it said, but widowhood and a loss of children will come to you in one day. That's quite an indictment and quite a shocking statement about what is eventually going to happen to these daughters that came out of this great fallen woman in protest. It says in verse 6, I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus, and when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. A little later on now, we will notice in the 12th verse that the 10 horns which you saw are 10 kings, which have received no kingdom as yet. That's why it says it was, yet it is not, but it will arise out of an abyss. They have received no kingdom as yet, but receive power as kings 1 hour with the beast. So the beast is a supranational organization embracing all of these 10. The 10 will give the power of kings, and what is the power of kings but absolute military power, the economic and financial power, the power of rulership over massive millions of human beings whose minds and bodies they are able to sway and to control. They will give their power as kings 1 hour, a very short period of time in biblical prophecy, with the beast. These have one mind, that is one goal, one purpose, one aim, one objective, and shall give their power and strength unto the beast, and these shall make war with the Lamb. Now that dates the prophecy. I don't mean with regard to month and day and hour. I mean with regard to the events, the series of events and the time sequence of events we are dealing with here is the time of the second coming of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and human beings by the millions are going to be so completely deceived they will think that the real Jesus Christ rending the heavens, coming down with millions of angels on a white horse with the signs of heaven accompanying his return to this earth and the seven last plagues poured out, millions of people are going to think that is an antichrist. And they're going to be following a religious organization on this earth. They're going to be following a human leader. They're going to be looking to great miracles that he claims he is able to produce. And they're going to be so brainwashed and so totally deceived that they won't even know it is the real thing, the actual second coming of Jesus Christ. You know, a lot of people think that when Jesus comes, everything's going to be peace immediately. That millions of people are going to say, hey, it's the Lord. Here comes the Lord. What do you know? Why, the Bible says that great nations are going to fight and to make war with the Lamb. It's like a bizarre scene out of some horror movie or some science fiction movie of how the U.S. armed forces get all the missiles and tanks and planes and guns and soldiers, and they're shooting at this huge monster or this invasion of outer space from Mars or something. And you've seen some of those movies in your lifetime, no doubt, or on television. And that's exactly the picture you see here. What is the time setting? It's at the time of the second coming of Christ. These shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, for he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and they that are with him are the called and chosen and faithful. This great fallen woman, it says finally in verse 18, which you saw is that great city which reigns over the kings of the earth. Which city is that? Tokyo? London? New York? Could it be Rome?